the big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. Big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Now you do the Latin tango, and you do the Latin rumba, and you do a little samba, yes, you do a little mambo. But Simon says, do the mambo, ooh, mambo, ooh. Now you tango, and you rumba, and you chicken, and you shuffle. Now you're on your own, Simon Says. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a rather unexpected edition of the Big Beat Show, right here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. This is being taped January 29th, 03. My name is Lou Rollo, and I'm the regular host of the Big Beat Show, usually on Thursday nights with 7 o'clock, playing vocal group harmony only, doo-wop, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel, and sometimes soul. Vocal group harmony exclusively. And we open up today's show with one of the most famous groups ever, with something unreleased, though. That was the Ravens. You could hear Joe Van Lone's tenor voice in the Ravens there. That was recorded for the Argo, or at least was planned to be issued on the Argo label, September 1956. And that song was called Simon Says. Now, I'm going to take you to three recordings by a group probably out of the Philadelphia area called the Fashions. This one of these records called I Am Dreaming of You came out on two of their records. First, it came out on a blue label, the V-Tone label, in 1959 is the date that I have. We're going to hear I Am Dreaming of You. It also came out, the flip side of that is called something called Lonesome Road. And somewhere, months, maybe even a year later, the company reissued I Am Dreaming of You, but they put a different flip side on it, something called I Love You So. Now, I've heard some collectors kind of think that maybe that third one I mentioned may not be the same group. I have listened to them, and I'll let you decide, but I think they really are the same group. But right now, we're going to hear three by The Fashions, three vocal group harmony recordings by The Fashions. I Am Dreaming of You, Lonesome Road, and I Love You So.
Love you, and I'll give you one in my heart.
Well, there you have it. Three rhythm and blues, up-tempo things by a group called The Fashions, all on the V-Tone label. As I mentioned, it came out on the blue label. The second time it came out, the label was orange, but the same numbers and everything. Same number, record number, but who knows? I believe the V-Tone label, if I'm not mistaken, if memory serves me right, and it still does occasionally, that label was owned by singer Joe Van Lone, who we heard a little while ago with the Ravens. You're going to hear him again later on, too, with the Joe Van Lone Quartet. So there you have Joe Van Lone's all over the place here tonight. And then the next record I have is really odd for even, you know, the Big Beat Show. We try to play the different stuff, you know, the stuff that's not so popular, not non-hit things, you know, flip sides, etc., unreleased things, and oddball, hopefully, things that would be new to you. And I think the next one is going to be. Also, I'm going to push the limits here because I'm going to play a gospel record. At the same time, it's going to be a soul record. It's a late, late gospel record. That, I mean, for me, for the Big Beat Show, that means this was actually issued in 1969 on Newark's Richburg label. The group singing this had two or maybe three records on this label, I think three. And they were called the James Singers of Cliffwood, New Jersey. Cliffwood, New Jersey is a little town just outside of Mattawan. The lead singer on this is a lady named Lily Ann James. I've tried to track down this family, and I've been unsuccessful so far. I don't live too far from there. I've been unsuccessful so far. I guess I really need to redouble my effort. The reason I'm playing this, though, is not so much because it's a great harmony record, but the lead singer's voice, is, to me, is outstanding. It's got a great, powerful, soulish gospel feel to it, and I wanted to share this with you, the Big Beat listeners. The title of it is Hold My Peace. Here we go. By the way, there was also, in my research about the Richburg label, there was also two other records on this label by a group called the New Brunswick All-Stars. Yeah, that's right. I don't know anything about it. I don't have the records. Certainly don't know who the New Brunswick All-Stars were, but it was about the same time in the late 60s that those things were recorded. Hope I come across them someday, records or the group. But right now, it's time to be quiet and play the James Singers of Cliffwood, New Jersey, featuring Lily Ann James. This is Hold My Peace.
Hold it through. baby, I ain't got nothing but the blues. So here I stand, broken-hearted and all alone. So if you happen to see my baby, tell her to please come back home.
You can get good news and you can get the blues in a letter. That was Solly McElroy and the Flamingos, of course, out of Chicago, on the Chance label, October of 1954. And we just heard Blues in a Letter. And just before that, Lily Ann James and the James Singers of Cliffwood, New Jersey. A lot of Baby Washington in her voice, I think, huh? On the Richburg label out of Newark, 1969. And Hold My Peace. I think we'll send those out to Jesse Simpson out there listening in the car. Hope you're enjoying that and the rest of the show. I'm going to take you out to California right now on the Delphi label, March 1961. Here's a group with the corny name, the Hepcats. But, man, these guys could sing. This is called What in the World Can I Do?
What in this world, what in this world can I do?
Oh, yeah, you gotta love it. That's right. That's the Veltones, a group called the Veltones. An unissued 1961 recording called A Fool Was I that was slated to be issued on the Lost Night label, but didn't happen. I really like that one. That's nice. Before that, we heard from The Imaginations, something recorded March 9th, 1961. Issued a little later on that year on the Music Makers label, The Imaginations gave us The Search Is Over, and we started off that big beat triple treat of the Hep Cats. Yeah, they were Hep. Delphi label, California label, of course. And what in the world can I do? Well, let's see. Let's go now. This one also, something unreleased by a very famous, relatively famous or known group. I don't know what that means anymore, very famous. Not famous to the masses, that's for sure. The Vocal Tones. This was recorded in 1957. I don't know if I meant for the Juanita label, but not issued. Let's give a listen to this unreleased gem. Here is Answer to My Dreams.
Ba-dum, 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 bum-chi-doo. My prayer, I'll always really love you anytime, anywhere. But there's one thing wrong, you're not in love with me.
Okay with me.
okay with me.
Yeah, and that set, well, we heard the vocal tones with just a beautiful New York production, New York-style production written all over that one, obvious. The vocal tones, Answer to My Dreams, a 1957 unreleased recording, and just now something that was recorded March 25th, 1952, and issued in July of that year on RCA Victor, the Heartbreakers out of Washington, D.C., and It's Okay With Me. You're listening to a special edition of the Big Beat Show. My name is Lou Rollo. Usually here on Thursday nights from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock playing this type of vocal group harmony. So if you like what you're hearing, oh, please tune in on Thursday nights. Be happy to have you. And right now we're going to go to Joe Van Loan again, as promised. Joe Van Loan, the Joe Van Loan Quartet on Newark's Carver label. Issued in March 1954. The group consisted of Joe Van Loan, lead tenor, Walter Taylor, the second tenor, James Miller was the baritone, and Alan Scott, the bass. And here is Trust in Me.
Oh, won't you trust in me in all you do?
Bye.
Top of that set, we heard the Joe Van Lone Quartet from 1954 with Trust in Me. Then just after that, A Little Slice of Heaven on 88.7, we heard The Moon Glows, recorded January 1954, issued in May of that year on the Chance label, again Chicago, and a bluesy classic called I Was Wrong. And just now, Sammy Hagen and the Viscounts. July of 1957 on the Capitol label is when that came out, and where. The title was Out of Your Heart. Let's see, we got about 17 minutes left. I'm going to fill it up with some more music. Here's Johnny Oliver and an unnamed group on the MGM label, and this is called Darling, Is It True?
I was walking down the street, someone I would meet would say you love me, still adore me the way you used to do. But they told me I had been just another blue, darling. is it true?
An absolute masterpiece of vocal group singing. That was the Mills Brothers. The only instrument on that recording was a guitar. All the rest of those effects were done by the human voice. And a technique that the Mills Brothers definitely mastered with cupping the hands up to the mouth and doing those vocal tricks through the hand, blowing through there and whatever they did. I don't know. I can't do it. So it doesn't sound like that when I do. Let's put it that way. The Mills Brothers. Talk about old. That was recorded May 20, 1938, and issued on the Decca label a little later on in that year. The Mills Brothers, the forerunners, the grandfathers of rhythm and vocal, never mind rhythm and blues, even barbershop, a vocal group harmony here in the USA and everywhere else across the world, actually. And it's a pleasure to play that for you. And before that, Johnny Oliver, an unnamed group and something that was called Darling, Is It True? Let's go to the Fidels, male group, the Fidels on Imperial. This is called What Is Love?
Exactly what is love. all that I say.
Once again, it was my pleasure to present that recording and that type of recordings to you. That was by a group called the Varieteers, and that was issued on the MGM label in January of 1951. I'll Try to Forget I Loved You. And just before that, the Fidels on Imperial from 1961. It was recorded September 13th of that year. And What is Love? Hey, it was a great pleasure for me to be here. Doing this special Big Beat show regularly Thursday night to 7 o'clock. Please tune in. I'm going to take it out of here with something on actually Berry Gordy's, one of his first labels, the Anna label, from September of 1959. The group later became quite famous, actually. A group called the Falcons had several hits. Not too long after this was issued. The title of this is called This Heart of Mine. May harmony be with you. Until next time. Here are the Falcons. Thanks for listening. Good night.